In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, yes. He's still on the throne. Jesus. He hears and answers prayer. Your prayer. You say, but I've been waiting so long. I'm going to tell you, God has a time. And it's not always the time that we have. But persevere in prayer. Persevere in prayer. You say, it's like I hit a wall. God can make a door through the wall. Oh, yes. I remember giving a sermon that God can do something mighty on a dead-end street. Oh, yes. How does he do it? Well, I'm going to tell you, he's God. He knows how to do everything. He is the Lord. He's been working through faith for years, from Abraham on. Our faith is important, that we believe that Jesus is Lord and that he rose from the dead, that we believe that we can do mighty works of glory. Jesus promised, "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth." I just am tickled by the experience of Caesar. Caesar built Rome. He built highways to get to Rome. Even in the Holy Land, there's a highway to get to Rome. All roads lead to Rome, but we know that saying. But you know what? After the ascension, the disciples, when they were scattered because of persecution, used those roads to convert people. Caesar thought he was making them for himself, but he was making roads for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. God can use anything. God can use anything if we give it over to him. That's the issue. What are you holding on to today? What are you holding on to today? It's your Isaac. And Isaac has to be sacrificed. You've got to give it over. Me too. Me too. Me too. Isaac needs to be given over. My Isaac, your Isaac, needs to be given over in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. I'm reading from the 18th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, verse 24. Now there came to Ephesus a Jew named Apollos. You see, they're still Jewish. He was from Alexandria. He was an eloquent man, well versed in the scriptures. What scriptures? The Old Testament. Isaiah 53, like a sheep led to the slaughterhouse, like a lamb before its shears, he opened not his mouth. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he was eloquent, and he spoke with burning enthusiasm. Oh, I want that gift. I want to speak with burning enthusiasm by the grace of the living God. And he taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, but something was missing. Guess what it was? The Holy Spirit. Listen, though he knew only the baptism of John, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God to him more accurately. They prayed over him so that he received the Holy Spirit. They prayed over him that he would receive the Holy Spirit. And they told him about Jesus. Oh yes, how we need to know about Jesus. Lift up your gates, O ye lintels, and be thou lifted up, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's the King of Glory. Who are you? Who are you today? You're the apple of God's eye. You're the apple of God's eye. I am the apple of God's eye. And when he wished to cross over to Achaia, the believers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. On his arrival, he greatly helped those who through grace had become believers. He was an eloquent preacher. You don't have to know a lot to be an eloquent preacher. What you need is your heart needs to burn with love for Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Your heart needs to burn with love for Jesus Christ. For he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Messiah is Jesus, that the Christ is Jesus. Oh, yes. I wonder how many of us tell people about Jesus. I remember this little baby. He was probably 3 years old, and he and his mother were in Texas, and she was going to buy food for the week. And the little boy, 3 years old, saw this other little boy crying, weeping. And the little boy who was with his mother said, "Can I go over and tell him about Jesus so he'll feel better?" Oh my. Oh my. I told you about Luigi. He said, "I cover my mother with the blood." And they asked him, "What blood?" He said, "The blood of Jesus." He's 4 or 5. He heard me preach. He put it into practice. It's amazing. It's amazing. The gospel goes from children, little children, until people that are over 100 years old. It's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 19. While Apollos, the eloquent speaker, was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to the disciples, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers? Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." I tell you, that's what the world does now. The Holy Spirit is the hidden person in the Trinity, and nothing happens without the Holy Spirit. The mass readings today are all about the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "It is better for you that I go away. If I go away, I will send you the Holy Spirit. It is better for you that I ascend into heaven, because if I ascend into heaven, I will send the Holy Spirit upon you." No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" And they answered, "Into the baptism of John." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether there were 12 of them. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months spoke out boldly and argued persuasively about the kingdom of God. When some stubbornly refused to believe and spoke evil of the way before the congregation, he left them, taking the disciples with him, and argued daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This continued for 2 years in Ephesus, preaching the word of God, telling them that Jesus Christ is the Lord, telling them that Jesus Christ has come so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm telling you, if we don't mention the name of Jesus, we're very poor stewards. The name of Jesus, the name above every other name. Oh, yes. And if we don't talk about the unborn, we're not very good disciples. The unborn who will be killed today in Planned Parenthood. Imagine they keep Planned Parenthood open while they closed the barbershop. They closed the clothes shop. But Planned Parenthood, who kills children, was allowed to be open from the beginning. It's all about politics. And let me tell you this, it's all about abortion. They do not want anyone changing Roe versus Wade. It's all about abortion. The election is all about abortion. And who speaks about it? Not many people. But you know what? Bill Carter does, Eleanor does, I do. Oh, yes. It's all about abortion. It's all about abortion. There are other people who speak about it. I can't mention their names because at this point they're not coming to me. But we need to preach Jesus Christ. We need to preach, thou shalt not kill. When they go after the baby in the womb, they are killing a child. This is just what they're doing. And they need to know that what they're doing is evil. Oh, yes. What they're doing is evil. This continued for 2 years so that all the residents of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord. Alleluia. We need preachers to preach the word of God, that Jesus Christ has died for our sins. As a matter of fact, the Lord Jesus Christ saved me from hell, that he was buried and rose from the dead. Do you know that Jesus saved you from hell through baptism and through faith? Do you know that today? That Jesus saved you from hell. You say, well, I'm a good person. I'm not going to hell. Well, good people aren't in heaven. Only sinners who have been washed clean with the blood of Jesus. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. I tell you, I've been preaching this gospel since, I don't even know, 1979, when I was a deacon. Oh, yes, I was a deacon at St. Paul's in Hingham, and I had Father McGann as my pastor. He just died. What a great man Father McGann is. He was a great man. One day I was having doubts, should I go on to be a priest? And Father McGann noticed it and said, I've seen what God does through you. Do not have any doubts that God wants you a priest and he wants you as his priest. Father McGann said that to me. I've seen God work through you. Do not have any doubts about the priesthood. And you know what? Those words were living words for me. Verse 11 from chapter 19. Let me just do this for a second. Verse 11 from chapter 19. God did extraordinary miracles through Paul. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Those who lay hands upon the sick, they will see them get better. Oh, yes. So that when the handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched Paul's skin, they were brought to the sick, and their diseases left them, and evil spirits came out of them. These are sacramentals. The handkerchiefs and aprons that touched the body of the apostle brought healing, because the power of God was in the apostle and on the apostle. Then some itinerant Jewish exorcists tried to use the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "I adjure you by Jesus whom Paul proclaims." Seven sons of a Jewish high priest named Sceva were doing this, but the evil spirit said to them in reply, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" Then the man with the evil spirit leapt on them and mastered them all and overpowered them, that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. Oh yes, the power of God. I know Paul, I know Jesus, but I don't know you people. I'm telling you, does Jesus know you today? Oh yes, does he know you today? If not, just tell him, "I surrender my life to you." Oh yes, it's time to surrender our lives to Jesus. You say, "I've done that before." I have to do it every day. I have to cover myself with the blood every day. Oh yes, oh yes. When this became known to all the residents of Ephesus, both Jews and Greeks, everyone was awestruck about the seven sons of Sceva. And the name of the Lord Jesus was praised. Do you praise the name of Jesus? Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Love the name. Love the name of Jesus. Love the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my fortress, he's my deliverer, in him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. He is the Lord. His name is higher than any other. His name is Jesus. He is the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel like singing today. You know, one of the guidelines when the church is being open now is not to sing, because you let out germs when you sing. It's kind of foolish, but how can you stop singing when you love Jesus? How can you stop singing when you know you're the apple of his eye? Oh yes, the chancellor said, there'll be no singing in the church. Germs would come out. I love Jesus. Also, many of those who became believers confessed and disclosed their practices. What kind of practices? A number of those who practiced magic collected their books and burned them publicly. Hallelujah. When the value of these books was calculated, it was found to come to 50,000 silver coins. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. I tell you, Miss Fubu, Fufu, who wants to tell your future, she's into money. She knows nothing about your future. She's going to tell you what you need to, what you want to hear. You tell her, "I have no money." can you tell me what my future is? She says, get out of here. I don't want to go, even if I have no money, because Madame Fufu is connected to the devil. We see that they burnt all their books, and it calculated over 50,000 pieces of silver. My Lord, if they did that in the year 50 or 60, what are they going to do in the year 2020? I wonder how many have books that need to be burned today. I wonder how many have books that need to be ripped up today. You can't follow Jesus and follow the devil. It's impossible. You choose. If you follow Jesus, you've got to surrender to him and give him your life. If you want to follow the devil, he'll rape you of all that is good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. No one talks about the devil these days. But you know what? The Bible says he's like a roaring lion seeking someone to destroy. Yes. Verse 21. Now, after these things had been accomplished, Paul resolved in spirit to go to Macedonia and Achaia, and then to go to Jerusalem. He said, after I have gone there, I must go and see Rome. So he and two of his helpers, Timothy and Erastus, to Macedonia, while he himself, one second, turn the page, he himself stayed for some time longer in Asia. About that time, no little disturbance broke out concerning the way, Christianity. A man named Demetrius, a silversmith who had silver shrines of Artemis, brought no little business to the artisans. In other words, he gained money by making false gods out of silver. These he gathered together with the workers of the same trade and said, men, you know that we get our wealth from this business. You also see and hear, but not only in Ephesus, but in almost the whole of Asia, this Paul has persuaded and drawn away a considerable number of people by saying, the gods made with hands are not gods at all. That's real. That's real. And this guy wants money. It's all about money. The occult is all about money. I heard of a woman who used to give them thousands of dollars. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thousands of dollars. They are evil. They are hooked up to the devil. We continue with this tomorrow about the silver workers who wanted their wealth ahead of the real God, who does not live in gold or silver. Where does he live? He lives in your heart, if you belong to him. No further than your heart. And he is closer to you than your breath. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli, laetare, laetare, alleluia. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli, laetare, laetare, alleluia. Quia quem meruisti portare, alleluia, alleluia. Resurrexit, sitcum dixit, resurrexit, sitcum dixit, alleluia, alleluia. Oh yes, he's risen from the dead, hallelujah. Ora, ora, pro nobis Deum. Ora, ora, pro nobis Deum. Regina Caeli, Regina Caeli, laetare, laetare, alleluia. Hallelujah. He's been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. He's greater than any spirit. He has all under his feet today. He is the one who ever lives to make intercession for you. Your prayer partner is Jesus at the right hand of the Father. Your prayer partner is the Lord at the right hand of the Father. And guess what he's doing? He's speaking your name to the Heavenly Father. How does he do that? By showing his glorified wounds to the Heavenly Father. These glorified wounds were glorified and wounded for love of these people. Do you know that today? That you are loved with an everlasting love. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.